This podcast is proudly supported by Red Energy. Most satisfied customers 11 years in a row. Isn't it time you called Red Energy? On 131 806. And Prince Wine Store, bringing wine enthusiasts the greatest wine in the world. Welcome, everyone. It is our footy tipping round 19 of the AFL coming up. I'm Jane Neild, and Caroline Wilson and Corey Perkin join me remotely whilst our lockdown continues, which I just feel for anyone working at the AFL, the scheduling involved, myself, part of my job is to confirm all the radio stations taking which broadcasts when over a round. And it was late last Friday night, Caro, when we finally got the Saturday games even confirmed. So not easy for anyone trying to schedule or broadcast footy at the moment. So do we have a sort of update? Have all the teams flown to where you think they'll stay for the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, they have, Jane. But, the fact that Victorian numbers aren't terrific again today is a huge concern for the AFL. And obviously Sydney's out of the equation for the end of the year. Praying that Queensland remains pretty COVID-free. And who knows, it does seem now possible that they might have to set up a hub for the finals. And the two most likely places for that at the moment seem to be Victoria or West Australia. It's just it's a mess. It's much tougher than last year because the situation keeps changing and the game is hemorrhaging money, as we know.
Yeah, and you've got to feel for players who, when lockdown was called in Melbourne, are they leaving? Are they staying? And then it's like, get on a plane, get out, guys. And even the SA government waiting till last minute to sort of confirm or deny whether they'd play. So lots of stuff up in the air. What I can tell you, though, is you girls are tipping in fine form in round 18. Corey, you tipped 7 and Caro, you tipped 8.
Well, I'm assuming you gave us one for the draw.
You get a point for the draw, yes.
Yep.
The draw game was a really interesting game. I mean, clearly it was interesting. It was just a great game.
It was like, even though Melbourne probably benefited by the extra 2 points, it felt like a win for Hawthorn to me. And, Corrie, at one point when GWS were 35 points up, I was going to be tipping the card almost. But sadly, Sydney overran them. That was one of the most extraordinary fluctuating games I've ever seen. And sympathies to those players who probably didn't really do the wrong thing. You know, Josh Dunkley, who went to his local coffee shop and is now in quarantine. And Rowan Marshall, the St Kilda ruckman, who's in quarantine in Perth because he went and had a beer after that now infamous rugby game in Melbourne 2 Tuesday nights ago. It's absolutely hurt those teams so badly. Toby Green is another one. Some really good players out of action this weekend because they went to the rugby or even to their local coffee shop.
It's such bad luck, isn't it? It's just, just off footy for a minute. I don't know about you, Caro and Jane, but I just seem to know so many people who have been affected by the rugby game and the MCG game. It just reminds us that sporting centres have to be so careful with QR codes and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, true. Absolutely. I myself tipped 5, and a big hello to everyone tipping in the Don't Shoot the Messenger competition. New entrant into the top 5 spot, Aaron Fenlon, number 5, Katrina Burke, number 4, Jane Luminous in the number 3 spot, Deirdre McDonough in the number 2 position, and G Parrott is sitting on top of the ladder for our tipping competition. Caro, just quickly on Dusty. Of course, Richmond took care of Brisbane beautifully. Dusty out for the season with a lacerated kidney. Interesting to hear Mitch Robinson from the Lions speaking to Jared Waitley exclusively on SEN. You can actually have a listen via the podcast to that. Some great insights. But he was quoted as saying, and of course he was the one that caused that injury, when he, as in Dusty, went down, I felt something pretty sharp. When you hit someone, you can feel something that's gone in there. I felt a slushy thing in the corner of his hip. That is just so gross, isn't it? A slushy thing. Yes, Dusty's kidney.
Yeah, no, it was a terrible, terrible injury and really concerning. And he's still in hospital. And look, I'm glad they've ruled him out for the season, but just terribly unfortunate. And let's hope he can. Look, you can survive with only one kidney. I've only got one kidney, but I hope that he recovers quickly.
That's a bit of information about Caroline Wilson I never knew.
Long story.
She's a woman of many secrets, Jane. Many, many medical secrets.
Alrighty, well, let's get stuck into round 19. Interestingly enough, the AFL hasn't even published the details of the games as of, we are talking Thursday morning, on the official afl.com.au website. So I am going off internal information from SEN here, so I hope I get it all right. Let's kick off with Port Adelaide versus Collingwood. This one scheduled for Marvel Stadium on Friday night. Caro, who's going to win and by how many?
Port Adelaide by 25.
I will say Port Adelaide by 12, Jane.
And I am going to tip Collingwood by 8 points. Okay, Carlton versus North Melbourne on Saturday afternoon. Caro?
Oh, this is a really, really tough one. Carlton were good last week. Yeah, oh, look, I reckon the Blues are on a roll. I'll tip them.
Yep, I'm going with you, Caro. Carlton for me, Jane.
And Carlton for me as well. The Brisbane Lions taking on the Gold Coast Suns. A slightly unusual time on the usual fixture. This is at the Gabba. Caro, Lions or Suns?
Well, let's hope the Suns put a bit of performance up than they did last time the two teams met. But no, Brisbane for me.
Brisbane for me. I'm swinging on your coattails today, doll.
And Brisbane for me as well. The West Coast Eagles taking on St Kilda. This is the twilight game on Saturday.
Oh, another tough one.
This sounds really crazy, but I'm going to say St Kilda because I think if you can get out of Melbourne and get a bit of sunshine on your board, you feel so much better. I'm saying St Kilda. They'll be revived.
No, not a bad tip, but I'm going West Coast. They need to show some form.
And West Coast for me as well. And then the Adelaide Crows versus Hawthorn. This is on Saturday evening.
I'm going Hawthorn with that one.
Oh, this is so difficult. No, I'm going the Crows.
I thought you would, Caro, and I am with you on the Crows as well. And we have that other game on Saturday night as well, Melbourne versus the Western Bulldogs.
Melbourne. Oh, no, I'm going the Bulldogs. Sorry, take that back. Bulldogs.
Yep, I'm going the Bulldogs too.
I am actually going to tip Melbourne. Of course, that draw last week, as we mentioned. The Sydney Swans on Sunday. I mean, the good news is for footy fans that for a change on a Sunday, for radio, we are broadcasting three games all in a row. So plenty of football. So the first game, the Swans versus Frio at Metricon. Caro?
Sydney will win that game.
Yep, Swans for me, Jane. They look really good at the moment.
Yeah, and the Swans for me. The Cats, the middle game at 3:20, taking on Richmond at an empty MCG, I'm tipping.
Oh, you're right about the empty MCG. Sorry, Corrie, you're tipping the Cats?
I am.
Yeah. Yep, I'm afraid. Yep, I don't think the Tigers can win that one.
Okay. I think I might be with you as well. And then wrapping things up on Sunday evening, Essendon takes on the GWS Giants at Metricon.
Oh, look, I think GWS will bounce back.
Yeah, me too. I'm going Giants, Jane, even though I think the bookies have Essendon as their favourite.
I'm actually going to be tipping Essendon just as a little bit of an outlier to your tips. So, well, let's hope it all gets off with no COVID scares, no hassles. And if you're tipping along with us, enjoy the footy this round. What have we got? Not much else to do but sit at home and watch the football or listen on the radio. Thanks, ladies. Have a wonderful weekend. And what do we say?
Don't shoot the messenger.